Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. It's an all-pundit program with a great lineup. Former State Senator Helen Foley is here, Brian Wachter from the Retail Association, and Mike Draper from Argentum Partners, all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org. Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are taping this the morning of August 9th, and we have a terrific pundit panel today. Helen Foley joins us, President of Foley Public Affairs. Brian Wachter is here, Senior VP of Government and Public Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. And Mike Draper, the partner with Argentum Partners. Pleasure to have you all here. Helen, I'm going to start with you and ask you about the news that just broke this morning officially, that former State Senator Ivana Cancela is going to return from Washington, D.C., where she's been working for the Biden administration, to take over as Chief of Staff to Governor Sisolak. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that that she's absolutely fabulous. And for her to be Chief of Staff, I am delighted. She understands politics. She understands public service. And will be a great addition. I'm sorry that she's not back in Washington, but quite frankly, I'm really happy that she's come back to Nevada.
Brian, this seems to be on so many different fronts a positive thing for Governor Sisolak, who, according to many published reports, is facing a tough re-election battle because not only is she a former state senator, but she also worked in Health and Human Services, on behalf of Health and Human Services, I should say, and she ran the Biden campaign here in Nevada.
No, I think it certainly is going to be an open up a lot of roads, I think, for the governor. And there's no doubt about it that Senator Cancela is has the expertise. She's smart, capable of getting the job done. I mean, we're a little apprehensive given the background in which she came from and the ideology and the types of politics that, you know, maybe sometimes conflict with retail or the business community. But, you know, we're in this together. And she has a lot, you know, a large job ahead of her. We have to be able to get rid of this state emergency, get out of this, and win this battle against COVID. And so we're hoping that she could come up to speed, and we look forward to working with her to do that.
Mike, does this also help with money? Her connections to the Biden administration, her running that campaign, does that bring a lot of outside money into Nevada because of that to help Governor Sisolak in this reelection campaign?
I think it does. I think Senator Cancela has accorded herself well with the Biden administration. And so I think coming back to Nevada and bringing those contacts, relationships, and that experience only benefits Governor Sisolak. I think that there should be some cautious optimism with her coming back. She's got a great track record of being able to get things done. And certainly, you know, I think worked well with both parties and across the aisle. I do think that, as Brian said, there's the cautious part should be just given some of the politics and some of the things that we've seen previously, that business and gaming will be a little more cautious about her coming. But she's always shown an ability to work with everybody. So I think that'll only benefit the governor in the long run.
Helen, what do you think in terms of the amount of money that is coming to the state of Nevada in the near term and the long term from the federal government? How do you think Senator Cancela will play into this? And also to bring up, you know, without them saying it, the objections that they're raising to Senator Cancela, your other pundit members, which is her relationship with the Culinary Union over the years.
Well, you know, the gaming industry, including all of culinary, was so desperately hurt during the pandemic. I say during, we're still in it, but the first phase of the pandemic. And like no other state, people became dramatically unemployed in Nevada. I think she has a great sensitivity to the unemployed worker. We've got to get people back to work. We've got to get them off of this whole situation of not paying their rent. We've got to find ways to climb back out of it. Now, we've got a whole lot of federal money coming in, and it needs to be spent wisely, not frivolously, but it needs to be invested for our future to make the right decisions. And I think Ivana Cancela is so savvy when it comes to administering, legislating, and working on both sides of the aisle. You know, when you talk about culinary, culinary doesn't exist if there isn't a strong gaming industry, that we all have to work together to be as good as we possibly can be.
Let's talk about the next most important topic, Brian, which would be the vaccination rate in the Silver State. Does it surprise you that we still have tremendous pushback in Nevada and across the country on these vaccinations?
I wouldn't say it surprises me, Sam. I think it saddens me a little. But I think given the characteristics and the types of folks that aren't very enthusiastic about getting the vaccine, especially even now, I think it's going to be a real detriment to Nevada and how quickly we can get out of this pandemic. And can we get out of it before we have the next mutant virus or variant that comes through? So we need to be doing everything we can to make sure that folks are being vaccinated and are doing that quickly so that we can get out of it.
Okay, Brian, but how do you feel about the fact that both the federal government, the military, and now major corporations are literally making it so uncomfortable for people not to be vaccinated that it's going to force people to do so?
You're talking about this mandate by inconvenience, which is the way I'm kind of looking at all of these different places, which is, you know, the CCSD, you've said businesses, state government, federal government, you know, can we make it a little exhaustive to make sure you're getting a test every week and you're following through if you're choosing not to be vaccinated? And I think that's an interesting place to me. It shows a little bit of hesitation amongst our political leaders that obviously there's a course of action that needs to be taken. And some hesitancy on their side, not wanting to engage, I think, in that heavy debate. And so I think we're going to see more and more market solutions to this problem, which is interesting that government is essentially kind of just taking a step back and saying, you know, we really want the market to do this. We really want to incentivize the market. And by incentivizing the market, we want to, you know, disincentivize people from not getting the vaccine. And so I just find it interesting that the government's really looking at for a market solution to this problem. And it's going to be even more interesting when we start looking at a UFDA-approved vaccine for compulsory attendance in school. And I think that's where the debate's going to get really interesting.
To say the least. Mike, I wanted to go back to former Senator Cancela just for a moment. A big deal in this next election cycle, it appears to be, is independents and their voting in the next election, as they have now become the second largest group in the state. What do you think that Senator Cancela brings to that debate?
Senator Cancela is an asset for the governor and for the Democrats in that debate. I think that she's always been very pragmatic, and while at times certainly partisan, as all politicians are and all of our elected officials are, I think that she's shown an ability to be pragmatic and to work with wider audiences. So I think that she's going to be an asset in that debate. I think that you know, obviously the candidates that embrace the independents and nonpartisans are going to have a significant advantage. And I'm afraid that as it stands right now, both parties are missing the messaging that would play towards the broader base of independents and nonpartisans. I think Senator Kinsella will have a pretty good handle on that.
What do you think the message is missing?
Well, I think that I think the reason the numbers have grown so much is because of how hyper-partisan our country, our state, have become over the last 4 or 5 years. And until someone embraces a more moderate message, as simple as that might be, a more pragmatic message, I think that, you know, we're going to continue to have a large base of people that feel unrepresented by either party.
Helen, we're seeing this debate play out on the national stage too, in both parties. But if you look at the Democratic Party, it seems that the Bernie Sanders wing of the party has a major problem with the Biden portion of the party. And, you know, with these two major bills going through Congress at the same time, even though they're supposed to be separate, how do you think this is going to play out?
Well, we saw what happened to Nina Turner the other day in her congressional race. And then she had more money, far more money than the other candidate. But she blamed it on, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats who weren't supporting the progressive side of the party for her loss. The majority of people are centrists. Whether they're Republican or Democrats or independents, we all want the nation to move forward. I'm so pleased that President Biden decided to hang in there and force a bipartisan solution to this infrastructure issue. Most Republicans want our good infrastructure. We're now including broadband in all of that, besides traditional roads and bridges and transit. And I think it's a real tribute to him and to both sides of the Senate for getting together and deciding that there's something more important than politics, and that's the people of America. So I think that these independents, the thing I am the most concerned about right now are the babies and the children, because these little kids are going to be going back to school. You cannot get a vaccine unless you're 12 years old. And for them to be exposed to other children whose parents refuse to be vaccinated or refuse to wear a mask. And now in 7 states, you have idiot governors who say that school districts can't even mandate that children wear masks. You're setting yourself up for a catastrophe. And we've got to step back and care about science-based medicine and get this thing under control.
Brian, your thoughts on that?
On science-based medicine, Sam, I'm for it. No, I think what Senator Foley is saying is absolutely correct. Although I would caution on this conversation about independence. I mean, RAND has done some internal polling where we actually found folks that are registered nonpartisan and independent are more partisan than folks who are registered Republican or registered Democrat. And I think, you know, I would just caution against treating that large group of voters, now almost a third of our electorate, as kind of a monolith. There are a lot of reasons why people are choosing to participate in our political system that way. And I really think the winners of our next several election cycles are going to be those that really can kind of dig down and understand why they chose to not participate as being a Republican or a Democrat, and then start reaching out to them. I think it's a mistake to just think that there's one particular message that's going to be able to capture that population of people.
Okay, so when you say that they're more partisan than people who are actually in the parties, can you share what direction they go in, the majority at least?
The majority of folks are looking for less partisanship, but during the legislature, we asked the question, you know, based on your party registration, if you thought the legislature should engage in more bipartisan activities. And we found, and this was early spring, we found that Republicans and Democrats wanted more bipartisan activity in the legislature. And we found that those registered nonpartisan and independent were the least likely to favor that course of outcome.
What's your take on that, Mike?
I think that makes sense. I think that I still would argue, you know, and I think we've all seen and ran, we've got some clients of Rand Paul, that, you know, a large group of the independents and nonpartisans are there because they don't feel represented by either party. Certainly the messaging of how they don't feel represented, you know, probably varies in there, but clearly that's why they're independent or nonpartisan. And so for some of them, it might be because one party isn't, you know, going far enough to the right or left. But I still think for a bulk of them, it's because their ideology aligns with facets of both parties. And we've become so hyper-partisan that that's just not accepted, that, you know, in the mainstream anymore, that you can believe in things that aren't just red and blue, or believe in both, in things that are both red and blue.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with this terrific panel after this timeout.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today. We fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down, when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a terrific all-pundit show going with Helen Foley, Brian Wachter, and Mike Draper. Brian, it seems to me that one of the biggest things coming out of COVID, beyond the illness itself, is the need for childcare that is affordable. Whose responsibility should that be in the end? Should it be business? Should it be government? Where does that money come from? Because it just makes no sense, reading last week about an emergency nurse who makes $17 an hour, but her childcare is $15 an hour. That doesn't make sense for her to go to work.
No, and sadly, you know, Sam, there are many Nevadans that are in that exact same boat. And I think when it comes to child care, is making sure that the government regulatory environment is conducive to new people getting into that space, and making sure that we have different options. You know, there are a lot of maybe stay-at-home moms. There are a lot of different avenues that you can go, other than just kind of these big corporate preschool daycare centers. And so I think first and foremost is making sure that our regulatory environment matches the need, and it provides that incentive for that market to expand. And then I think we do need to take a look at are there funding mechanisms for that? And this is a problem, Sam, that is plaguing us since before the current plague. And increases in childcare costs have risen dramatically and a lot higher than wage growth certainly has. And so I think this is probably one of the largest reasons, more than people don't want to go back, as to why we aren't seeing a huge influx into the job market. And you see that especially with young mothers and women into the job market, And so it's absolutely an issue that needs to be addressed. And we really need to start looking at it from a top-down view. Is, are we creating the environment that, that allow that market to grow? And if we're not, how do we get those hurdles out of the way so that we can?
Okay, Mike, what's your take on this? Because you've got young kids too.
I think Brian's right. This is, we've been trending in this direction, but I also think that the last year and a half has certainly exacerbated this quite a bit. We've had, for many parents, today's the first day in 18 months, essentially, that they have an option or an alternative to paid childcare by being able to send their kids back to public school. So on top of the general direction, and I think Brian hit it, I think we've got an environment where we're not encouraging people to get into the childcare space. But then in the last year and a half, we've made parents everywhere make a decision about whether you're going to pay for daycare or you're not going to work. And so there's finally a different alternative to that starting today. So hopefully we see some relief, but we clearly have to do something to encourage more and more people to get into that space. And to, you know, whether it's because of financial or liability or experience or anything, really figure out why they aren't.
And Helen, it would seem to me that liability is probably the biggest issue. Because if there was a business, somebody said to me, what do you want to invest in? My thought would instantly be childcare. But then again, the liability issues would outweigh my desire to make money.
Well, it's a tough issue all the way around. And a woman who, and most of the time it is the woman who ends up making this decision, do I send my children to childcare and pay at least half of my salary for that purpose? I think that it's a hybrid here. I think that businesses are going to be stepping up because it is so difficult to find good employees now. Now that women know that they can stay home and do the job in many different situations, they will take that option. When their children aren't safe at school, they'll homeschool them and do that. So we've really got a challenge on our hands, but I certainly think that there's a role for government as well.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back a last round with these guys after this timeout.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with a terrific panel, Helen Foley, Brian Wachter, and Mike Draper. Every government official, it appears, is going on a listening tour to see how they should spend all this money coming in from the federal government. So quick response here, Brian. What's your number one item that they should be doing with the money?
Well, I think more than one thing, what they need to make sure they're not doing is obligating the state for ongoing expenses using these one-shot dollars. So I hope during these 75 meetings that a large a part of that conversation is about how to infuse dollars into one shots that can make Nevada better off over 10, 20 years, as opposed to things that might obligate the general fund further when we get back into session.
Mike?
Well, if I had a quick short answer for that, then I'd be retired by now. But I think, look, housing's our biggest problem facing our state. It affects everything in every way. I don't know how you would spend that money to use it, but some way to incentivize developers working with electeds to alleviate the housing burden for our less fortunate populations would be what I would look at first.
Helen, you get the last word.
Well, and you know, I agree with Mike, and I think that with this eviction catastrophe that's right on our doorstep, you know, landlords are hurting really bad. And they have been, you know, no one has really been talking about them. It's just the person that decided they weren't going to participate. They didn't sign up. They've been living for free for months and months and months. Now, there are those that are legitimately going to be homeless that couldn't pay. But that's a real dilemma. And I think that our dollars should go to shoring up the landlords so that we can get these people back on track and paying rent.
Thank you all so much. What a great lineup today. We really appreciate everybody's input. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget, another way of watching Nevada Newsmakers is to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.